Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
I hope your April Fool's Day was full of, well, not malicious, but rather hilarious pranks played on friends or bitter enemies, and your creativity reached the highest possible levels. But let me give you some examples of pranks that may inspire you next year. And remember, no matter what, don't hurt anyone physically or mentally. Prank number one, only for those who are not, let me repeat that, who are not afraid of insects. Otherwise, heart attack guaranteed. What you need to do is to take a piece of paper, color it black, and cut out a silhouette of cockroaches, ants, or even spiders if you want. Next, glue these shapes to the interior part of the lampshade. Scream effect guaranteed. The second prank is quite challenging and requires some technical and gardening skills. Your target is your colleague you may not particularly like. Take his or her keyboard and take off its top layer, or if you can, unmount the keys. Place a piece of cotton wool onto the surface, soak it in water first, and sprinkle some seeds of watercress onto it. Next, cover with the keys again. I cannot guarantee you that the keyboard will be still useful, but within a few days, your colleague is going to have a beautiful keyboard garden on his or her desk. Do you know what happens if you put one Mentos into any kind of soda? Not? Try it at home. Volcanic lava effect for sure. So, put one Mentos into each ice mold, pour some water, and put it into the freezer for several hours. When it's ready, suggest a soda drink to your friend with some ice in it. But be careful, you may have a lot to clean afterwards. If one of your flatmates or family members uses too much water or soap, well, that's a piece of cake. Take the soap, paint it with transparent nail polish, and as soon as it dries, leave it in a shower. Maybe that will discourage your water waster to frequent showers. So, these are just a few examples of pranks, but you have the whole year ahead to think of even some more creative jokes.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.